This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a special guest.
Hello, everyone. Our guests over the past few months have talked a bit about the exciting projects we have going on here in Corey. Last month, I had the chance to sit down with the Director of Entrepreneurial Operations, Brad Gleason, at Gannon University. We discussed our new partnership in the Satellite Beehive here in Corey, where two high school students are working alongside college student mentors in Erie's entrepreneurial ecosystem. To build on that a little bit more, this month, I have even more to tell you. Please welcome Chuck Gray, Executive Director of Impact Corey, and one of our most crucial partners and friends here in Corey.
That's so kind. Thank you for having me here, Matt.
So Chuck, to give the listeners some background, tell me how Impact Corey has worked collaboratively with the high ed in the past and how we're doing it in the future.
Well, first off, Impact Corey works in five different areas. We're revitalizing our downtown, our neighborhoods and housing, our connectivity, helping with the city's fiscal balance sheet, and linking and improving our green spaces. In the connectivity area, we have been very focused on collaboration with the high ed. This is owing to, in the community strategic plan, we have a first goal of universal fiber to Corey. We're actually well on our way to getting that. The funds have been raised and we're almost over the last legal hurdle. So hopefully that will go in this summer. But we're not doing fiber just so people have more reliable streaming. We wanted it to mean something for our community and our region. And fiber classes are changing. Education is changing. People can learn from home. People can work from home. So it seemed a natural partnership to reach out to the high ed to think about how to use this fiber to improve people's lives. It started under Executive Director Brody Howard. And working together and with allies across the region and across the state, truthfully, we decided that we would like to use that fiber to focus in on careers for the future that wouldn't be available through school, that people wouldn't get here in a rural setting, that make money. We also wanted it to align with regional goals. So the areas we chose to focus in align with what regional employers need, as well as things like the Garner report that listed five areas of focus for Erie to try to build. So we decided to work on cybersecurity, computer coding, and fiber optic technician training. Later on, with the airport coming back online, we decided to add aviation. So basically, in two of those careers, you could train entirely remotely and either step into jobs. And these jobs, basically, we've identified sectors that also right out of training can get you around $50,000 a year. Or it would prepare you to go on to university partners where the next level of training can get you to 70, 80, over 100. And again, some of these jobs can be done remotely. Also with the fiber technician, these jobs with the federal build out of connectivity and broadband, these jobs are going to be around for a couple decades and they're high paying. They're more technical, people who want more to be out of doors doing work. So we feel we're covering the gamut. And again, these can be added to in the future. This was only ramped up when you came, Matt. You started reaching out to all the affiliates and this beehive is evidence of that. And that's just a first step. I know you have big plans.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with the fiber coming in and the educational opportunities that we have coming, that leads us to the big news that we put out recently. But before we get to that, I like to tease it just a little bit about what we're going to be talking about in the big news. Tell me a little bit about the other stuff that Impact Corey does, just so the listeners can hear what Impact Corey does besides our educational partnership.
Well, we focus in those five areas. So In housing, we've been the group that, thanks to our generous funders, have been bringing Renaissance Block. I think we have well over 100 families now who have gone forward with projects where they can get a match up to $5,000 to improve the outside of their homes. We're trying to build another program right now to help folks that might not have the ready cash to participate in the Renaissance Block program, but want to fix up their homes. So that's more news to come on that. We've also been collaborating. We have a whole ecosystem here. We work with Cory Neighborhood Initiative. They work to take blighted properties when the land bank won't take care of them, and basically, hopefully, in most cases, rehab them and get a tax-paying neighbor back in there. And if the properties are too bad, they donate them to the land bank. The land bank takes them down. The land bank, that's what they do. Vacant properties that are so far gone that no one will even purchase them on repository sale, they take down. And you've seen articles about that. Also, I know that the RDA is looking to get into housing, possibly redevelopment of housing or new builds in Cory. And that's significant because other than a replacement from a fire, I think it's been over 7 years since we've had a new housing start in Cory. But since we've started, we've been watching the indicators, and actually the median value of a home in Cory is going up since these projects started, as well as days on the market to sale have shortened. Oh, and I forgot to mention, LIRTA is out there. So if someone wants to build new, they can get total tax amnesty for 10 years on that property. So I've gone too deep on that one, so I'll try to speed it up. Green spaces and trails. We are working to complete right up by the cemetery by Tim Hortons. There is the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. This is truly a trail that stretches from Erie to Pittsburgh. And it's part of a leg on the Industrial Heartlands Trail that's over 1,500 feet of hiking. So it is an economic boon to have the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail come right through your city. So we are building out this summer, thanks to DCNR, we will be building the next part of that trail. And right now we're also gearing up to support a trail right downtown through the old rail yard. That's mainly where our focus is on that right now. We also built the new park on Mead Avenue with the pollinator gardens. City center, we've been doing a lot of facade grants. We're currently working to do a streetscape design. We have an economic steward helping businesses one-on-one. We're developing a tourism website for rural Erie County that will show all of our assets, like our businesses, our places to visit. People can go online and schedule their trips. We've also contributed to marketing for our unique and remarkable downtown. So much has been going in there. As far as helping to support the city's fiscal balance sheet, we were instrumental in funding a plan that moved the North Hills Golf Course from an annual negative balance to a very healthy balance year after year, and now improvements. We also helped the city to get a new direction for the airport, and that's in conjunction with what you're doing, Matt. It will become a flight training area and potentially a aviation mechanic training area. And again, in aviation mechanics, kids can graduate high school. I think that's at $48,000 a year to go into that field. So we've been helping that way. We've also raised funds for the city. We raised $400,000 through a federal appropriations for the water and sewage treatment plant. And which one am I missing? Oh, connectivity. We're building the fiber. And then when we're done with the city, we're looking to fill our entire school district and the Union City School District, who are our partners in this, with fiber to the home.
That's great. So Impact Cory really takes a holistic approach to improving the community, and we're glad to be able to work with you on the parts that we do. All right, Chuck, I can't take it anymore. I know it's out there. Some people have heard it already, but tell the audience about the big news and the partnering that we have done to develop the Cory Area Technical and Cyber Hub and the big changes that we've made concerning that project.
We've been calling it CATCH. Yes, Cory Area Technology and Cyber Hub. We were working with the very generous Pike family to move it into the old hospital and rehabilitate that. There just became too many obstacles, so we had to pivot. So we actually returned to a plan we had originally, which was to work with the high ed in the upper floors of that building. And it didn't work when we looked at it the first time because the high ed was still creating its strategic plan. It was still deciding what it was going to be. And when you place a fiber node somewhere, you can run a business. You could run an animation or gaming development company at a fiber node because of the speed of it. You can compete on the stock market because of the speed of it. Because of that, wherever you place your fiber node becomes an asset because people want to locate there. So previously, the high ed really didn't have the capacity for growth. Now it does. And they have their plan. And the plan, oh my gosh, it's like we were in the room together building it. They want to develop into careers like this to bring opportunity to local and regional. And now that some of these are going to be virtual, the high ed could be serving people around the world, which is pretty amazing. So we will be, CATCH will now be at the Arlene Smith Center at the high ed. It's really great in that now all these students, all this technology-based businesses, because it will also have a co-working space to attract the businesses, will be right downtown. So it's bringing that life to our downtown, which is just reinforcing that other thing we're trying to do. With all sincerity, we wanted to redevelop the hospital because there's such great affiliations, it's such a great structure. But in terms of being able to help our downtown prosper as well, this is a great fit. And the high ed having the partnerships you've been developing, Matt, that is what's going to put it into the stratosphere. I'm blown away from NPRC to all our local universities. I just think the high ed is going to take this in directions that are going to astound people.
It is very exciting. And you mentioned a little bit earlier about the Gannon University Satellite Beehive that we have up and running here. We piloted that program with two students. Amazing success with those two students. We will be talking a little bit more as we move along about that partnership and how we're going to build it. With that and the fiber that you talked about, Chuck, we have created an affiliate agreement with the International Council of E-Commerce Consultants. They're commonly known as EC Council. They provide cybersecurity certificates and partnerships with many employers throughout several countries. So we're glad to have them on board. We're looking forward to the opportunities that they may give to some of the students in this area. And I'm not just talking Corey students. These certificates will be available to everyone. But lastly, thank you, Chuck. I appreciate you coming on the podcast this month. I think this was the one I was most excited to record. We finally came up with a solution.
Yes.
I really appreciate not only your partnership on the project, but also the friendship we've built and the guidance you have provided since I came to Corey.
Well, you have just grabbed the bull by the horns and gone with it. I have been so impressed by your willingness to just get out there and make the connections and talk about the excitement and building the excitement and bringing these agreements. I mean, working with you, Matt, was the first time I was asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So that's pretty cool. You're really going to make it happen. And we are fortunate to have the high ed here because without it, education is not in Impact Corey's mandate. So we are a collaborative community, and this is so important that one goal helps another, and then all of a sudden, Corey is just going to be even better.
Absolutely. Positive momentum for sure. So look for this podcast in February.
Awesome.
One of the things that we do, we work in the entrepreneurial ecosystem, which is a lot of the partnership with Gannon University, but we're going to sit down with Rebecca Stein. She is the owner and operator of Blind Tiger Spirit Free Cocktails in Erie. And she's going to sit down with us and discuss her entrepreneurial journey that she has taken with this project. She is at the point that there is almost national distribution of that product. And it's an impressive story to tell. And I can't wait to sit with her.
She's also co-host of Entree 814, an entrepreneurial radio broadcast. She's amazing on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Chuck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Corey Higher Education Council and Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Corey Higher Education Council. Learn more at CoreyHighEd.com. That's CoreyHighEd.com.